It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Evening, everybody. We're listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a three-year-old pickle.
Says you.
Says I. You can join the chat room, Dimpin. Go to davincomedy.com, click live broadcast. Also, on Facebook, go to the Davin's Den page, and you can see us live via Zoom. Audio is better on davincomedy.com. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by the cables working today. Hallelujah, Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hey, hello. How are you?
Good, how are you? And present, 1 week in a row and counting, Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
So Joe, before we go, I'll tell everybody what's on the show, and then I have a bone to pick with Pip that I will bring you in on. On the show, in School of Fools, a student doesn't get his diploma because he expressed pride in his origin story. In Turbulent Air, a flight never left the ground because the students refused to mask up. Is the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir trying to bring out your kid's inner gay? A Satan-inspired killing spree, food you can still eat even after its Best Buy date. Scamming scammers will see if fake Davin's recent losses in her circle of trust make him find a new romance, or if he can still keep it going with sweet Caroline. So, Joe, right before the show, Pip tells me I call her names. I don't find that to be true. Joe?
What?
Moron. Never mind.
I thought you were leading in with something. I didn't know you were addressing me. I thought you were leading in with something with her.
I did. I said Pip said I call her names. I don't think that's true.
Oh, I misunderstood you. I thought you said that Pip said something to you, and I was waiting to hear. No, you call us all names. You're a prick.
Wait a minute. You just name called me in that. So clearly you are the aggressor.
You're just catching on, huh? And you're telling me I'm slow.
Well, you are. At least I know when the show starts. I mean, we got intro theme music, a little build up, and you're still not aware. Fucking moron. I do not name call Pip. I bring to her attention when she screws up what has happened. Mm-hmm. And if it's not my fault, if instead of going into chapter and verse how and why she screwed up, a name like idiot is much quicker so we can move on with other things.
Well, I was just letting him know that I am aware that he calls me names. It happens quite frequently.
Does not happen frequently. All right, well then stop fucking up.
It's weekly.
But what's your definition of frequent? Like minutes, an hour, or what?
It's a good question, John.
Weekly.
Oh, weekly, yes, absolutely.
And a lot during that 1 weekly dollop.
Not at all. It really depends on your performance. First of all, the name calling is greatly reduced when 45 minutes before showtime, I go, listen, they got to put me on the 10-day injured list. I threw batting practice 3 days in a row. I can't get in the car and drive. My shoulder hurts. If I don't get that call, the name calling will be a lot less during the 3 hours we are together. So the name calling is much less in person.
I would like to have about 3 surgeries so that I could not have these ailments. But
say what you want. Unless you're walking on your hands, get in that car and drive, baby. I don't, a little arm injury. I don't give a shit. Strap up.
It's hard to drive when this is acting up.
Well, what do you want me to tell you? You're fucking falling apart.
I know.
I don't know what to tell you. I got a knee that has more water in it than a 50-gallon aquarium. So and I'm still playing through.
Are there fish in there too?
There might be. I think it's getting worse. There might be fish. Definitely a seahorse.
You haven't seen the doctor yet?
I have, Joe. I've seen a few doctors. I thought I said this. Right. I went to the what are the ones that do the legs?
Orthopedic.
Yeah. And she, first of all, every doctor I get is the most blasé doctor, which I kind of like because like they don't really take their job too seriously, and I don't really take going to them too seriously. But it's like every doctor I guess, like I'm like I don't even think they're trying. I feel like I'm in the middle of a sitcom, and they're trying to get away from somebody that's on to them, so they're playing doctor. Like I seem to get that doctor a lot. But this one, Dr. Choi.
Let me ask you a question. Do they know you're a comic?
Generally, no. My general practitioner does, but I barely see him. He doesn't even know my name. He's like, oh, the comic. So he knows.
Right. Oh, dear.
So anyway, so yeah, she's very laissez-faire. So, she looks at the x-rays, and she's like, yeah, you got a bursitis of the patella.
Same to you, lady.
I knew it.
It basically means I got shit on my knee. I got fluid on my knee. I'm like, well, can we drain it? She's like, I can drain it. It's like, but you know, it could get infected. I'm like, but I'm afraid if we do leave it, could get infected. She's like, yeah, it could.
So, damned if you infected if you do, infected if you don't.
Possibly. And I told her straight out, I go, listen, we should drain this, but I'm going to still play ball. She's like, well, then it can fill up again. I'm like, oh, I'll play ball. I'm like, I'm not gonna lie to you, doctor. But, you know, I haven't played ball because of the rain in 3 weeks. I should have gotten this stupid thing drained. So now I'm just, like, waiting for, like, a down place because it's annoying. It's annoying to hear, like, to feel, like, sloshing on your leg. Like, the other day, this is going to sound a little gross. The other day, my leg
fell. Usually it's in your head.
And I'm the nasty one. Okay. We're talking about a medical situation here, and Joe takes his shots. That's what he does.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. There'll be more later. Right,
but you, perhaps somebody else should make your little fucking sessions. It's not just me here. It's a fucking viper pit.
No. I was trying to say that I can be resilient in instances.
I'm an example of how shitty aspects of her of Pip's life are that she can get through. when Pip is talking to therapists, listen, I'm not the fucking nutcase.
Yes.
I don't always fall to pieces. I deal with these two assholes for 3 hours a week, and I get through that semi-okay.
Yeah, that was pretty much how the conversation went.
You know what? Listen, like I said, I'll be here, like I said before the show, I'll be long here after the therapist, so I'm not getting involved in this shit. You'll grind her down to nothing, too. It takes resiliency to hang with you, all right?
Yeah, I know, but the point was that I was saying that this is something that, you know, I can be, like, I have a strong backbone with this because I know where it's coming from. It's coming from two assholes. Well,
I mean, really, after 10 years you don't know where it's coming from, then you're dumber than I thought. I mean, everybody knows it's coming from two assholes.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Yes, of course. Of course. You are the luckiest one on the show. And I'll tell you why. Because people don't realize what an asshole you are. Just because Joe and I blind them with our assholishness. But there are moments. There are moments, my dear, where I laid back and your asshole is in full shine.
Oh, so, usually
think about jackals around the carcass. And you see the two jackals biting into a car and then fighting with each other. And then there's the other jackal that just sits there and waits.
And I saunter in and I get the meat while you two are pulling each other apart.
The other
time?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, don't think, you know, maybe I need to come into the fucking therapist too and just let the therapist know what I'm dealing with on my end. what causes the name call. Then she'll turn to you and go, you know what? You are an asshole. You have every bit of it coming to you. And then that'll be somebody else calling you names.
I wasn't setting myself, please, I have to pay for these sessions. I wasn't setting myself up as poor little me. Okay. The world gets on me.
Well, listen, you should seek therapy with me. I'll do it for free. And the lesson is, and you can take it with you throughout life, free of charge, stop fucking up, and then we'll move on. So there you go. I'm always willing to help my friends.
Oh, I'm all fixed now. Thanks.
Welcome. All right. So yeah, Joe, I did go see the doctor. So I'm still. It's just it's annoying. That's what it is. You know, I ice it, I elevate it, I compress it. Oh, and then she did this thing. She goes, she grabs my leg, yanks it one way, yanks it the other way. Oh, we need to do an MRI? No, no ligament damage. All right, apparently I'm Raggedy Ann over here.
Wow.
But I guess they could just go... So I got no ligament damage. I just got this fluid on my knee, which means when I play ball, I don't want to slide or dive, so I'm trying to be careful with it. And I'm not really doing any cardio activities except when I play ball anymore. It's just annoying, but whatever. It's fine.
Yeah.
So the knee is not fixed, but the Buick is fixed.
Oh, good.
Thousands of dollars later, the Buick is... And then what they got to do is they got to drive it around to a reset, to reset, I guess, the computer, which is a fucking bullshit thing. So it's taken several hundred miles for them. And he's driving it back to work. He's driving to run his errand. The mechanic, one of the mechanics.
Yeah,
went to Florida.
It was like 260 miles. So then they charge her for gas. He'd be doing this driving anyway. And he leaves her with a fucking an empty tank.
What? What?
It's like we have paid you thousands of dollars and you're going to fuck.
He's the son, the teenage son you never had.
Really?
Well, at least the teenage son might take care of me in my old age.
That's a real asshole move.
I thought so.
Absolutely.
I thought so. And now, we can't even drive the Buick yet, because we didn't know we were going to keep the Buick when we bought the RAV4. So she just switched over the plates.
Yeah.
So now, because those plates, we have like temporary plates on, that's still pending. So now we can't even get the other car registered because the plates that are on the RAV4 are really like linked to the Buick and everything. So that car just sits there now. It's fucking crazy.
Oh, God.
And I want to
keep the plates. You can't decide to leave the plates on the Buick and re-register the RAV. It's just too far for that.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I want to play. Joe might have a hard time hearing this, unfortunately, but Joe, try your best to hear this, please. I want to play some ice cream truck music, and I would like both of your impressions on this, and then we will have a very brief conversation. I'm not going to play it again because I don't know if Joe can hear it.
But I heard it.
Okay. Is that not the creepiest fucking ice cream truck music ever?
I do not like that.
No, that hello. Like, you expect somebody to pop out of the ice cream truck and hack up a child.
It's just as aggravating as any other ice cream truck music.
No, all right. You know what? I will play the one that got Remember we did Turkey in the Straw,
yeah.
And there was a whole to do about that.
Let me right.
See if I still have that here. Bear with me. All right. This is the traditional one, the one that people probably still play, but a lot of people know. Hold on. I guess I
that's a pretty rockin' ice cream.
Yeah,
truck.
I guess I deleted it or something. All right, but whatever. No, first of all, the ice cream truck is not like the white truck that you see.
Yeah,
it's like a gray van. it's coming down the street in a gray van, and that hello, it's the hello that is the word hello, and it just goes over and over and over again. It's creepy. So then today, because this happened like a week or two ago.
I'm not going anywhere near that truck.
No.
It's a gray van. There's no like fence signs with ice cream on it or anything?
No, there's like an ice cream here and an ice cream there, but it's a gray van. It's not like the big white ice cream truck that we all grew up.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah, so it's
like a little like a little side window, like an ice cream truck?
I don't know, Joe. I wasn't running after it. I saw it from my window.
You were driving it, you creep.
No, I was not. I don't like that song. So
I don't know.
So I hear that.
Yeah.
Then I go to the wife. I go, did you hear that? She goes, yeah. I go, wasn't that creepy? She goes, yeah, it was really creepy.
Yeah.
So then today in a lark, because I'd forgotten about it, I wanted to look up creepy ice cream truck song. And there it was on YouTube under creepy ice cream truck song, hello. There it was. So somebody else thought it was creepy too. So apparently everybody thinks this shit is creepy. Yeah. And this motherfucker's luring kids in it. There is no way. I would say, come here. We're going to Carvel. You're getting a cookie puss? No. You're not going near that gray Raper van with the ice cream music. Hello?
Yes.
It sounds like Chucky. I mean, I know Chucky doesn't sound that way, but you expect like a Chucky doll to pop out of you as you try to enjoy your rocket pop.
Lisa T.Y. says it's Stephen King creepy music for demons.
Yes! Yes! Like you expect to hear it in a Stephen King, like if, when they do a fucked up Stephen King movie. Not the good Stephen King movies. The fucked up Stephen King movies, which they really did a lot of in the 80s and early 90s. A fucked up Stephen King movie about a, like, possessed ice cream truck. Like, what was the one about the car? Was that Carrie?
Carrie.
So,
yeah. Yeah. Yes.
So it's like Carrie.
No.
Yeah, it was.
Oh.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Carrie was the one with the prom.
Oh, whatever. I don't know. They had one about a possessed car.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like the possessed car's evil cousin.
Yeah, it's the possessed ice cream truck. It's like, we all float down here with our ice cream pops. It's that's creepy as fuck.
It's the hello.
Well, like, it's just, first I don't of all, like the peep, beep.
No, beep, no. Beep, right, that's when it starts to turn.
All of a sudden, I started going, what the wait?
Like, initially, it's like, all right, this is, like, generic, somewhat annoying ice
Very
cream
annoying.
Music. Annoying ice cream. But then when you start going, the honk, honk, the beep, beep, and then the pause. We're all waiting. Hello?
Hello.
What? Did this child get run over? Did everybody leave? Nobody could find the child. The child was hit by an ice cream truck on the side of the road, rolled down the brook. Then, like, at midnight, the eyes pop open. Hello? Like, like I'm not feeling, you know what? I'm not feeling Chipwich when I hear this. I'm feeling somebody's going to die.
You're just hearing witch.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hearing, like, every, like, the SpongeBob ice cream bar is, like, late. With razor blades, like I'm hearing somebody's going to die, and you see these kids running through the truck, and I'm like, no, kids, go back. There is no way.
Usually, when kids see the ice cream truck, they go stop. When they see this one, they're like, run, run.
But they're running to this, Joe. No self-respecting parent lets your kid run to the gray van with one or two ice cream decals with the demonic hello. It's not even an inviting hello. It's like what I would say to Pip when she fucked up. Hello. Yeah, it's not an inviting hello. It's somebody fucked up and now somebody's going to die.
Somebody is going to die and you're going to be like smothered, murdered in a vat of ice cream or something.
Yeah,
there's
no good at, I guess the ice cream truck's arch enemy would be like a Bigfoot truck that like blew flames out the front. You know how they used to, like,
yeah,
the monster trucks.
Yes.
Like, I guess that's what it would eventually defeat this possessed ice cream truck. But like I said, it's in a like Pip right now.
The ice cream truck has an arch enemy is funny.
well, I'm making a Stephen King movie, so we got to beat it somehow, Joe. Yeah.
Christine is the one about the car.
Christine, yes,
that's
right.
Lisa T.Y.
Thank you, Lisa T.Y. Pip, here, go to YouTube,
okay,
and put creepy ice cream truck song, hello, and then you'll see the van.
Okay.
If Joe can do it too, everybody could do it right now, I will. I'm pretty sure, and that one on YouTube is from 2016. I'm pretty sure it's the same one that was cruising down my block a couple days ago.
Oh, it comes up right away.
Yeah, right away.
Wait a second.
Right? That does not look inviting, does it?
Well, there's one that came that has all the ice creams on it and everything.
No,
but
that's
it
not.
Has this crazy light over the top.
No, you
got
to put ice cream,
like
creepy
that.
Ice cream truck song. Hello, hello has to be in there.
Oh, okay.
You got to put hello, and then that's the one that comes up.
Okay.
And it actually says creepy ice cream truck song, so it's like I'm not the only one.
There it is. Okay. Wait,
there it is.
It says hello, and no.
It's so good that you guys can actually see Pip, those
no,
that are watching this.
No, 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 no. Children, run. Oh, my God. No. no.
No, that, no, that, no. No, wait, what?
And it's got the windows on the sides of it, and they're dark. Like in those creepy movies where the person is trapped someplace, but it's like they're on the other side of the two-way mirror, and they're like banging for help, and nobody can hear them.
Nobody can get out of the HP drill. That's why they say, hello?
Hello? Like, anybody out there that could save me?
It would be passable without the hello. But then, now remember.
It's the double thing of looking at this creepo van and then that song. It starts to twist and then, hello?
Right. Oh, and God. Then remember, this is over and over and over and over. Like, you hear it coming from a distance. Like, you know you're going to die. Like, like there's a part of your stupid little brain that goes, I'm going to get a tasty treat. But then there's the primal part, the animal part of you, the little hairs on the back of the neck, bro. I'm going to get a tasty treat, and then I'm going to die.
Yeah, the little fight or flight. And it's like, I'm not going to fight for this ice cream. I'm just sticking with flight.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to finish this rocket pop. Like, this rocket pop is probably going to stab me in the heart.
They're going to jam it down my throat until I suffocate.
The last thing I'm going to say here is go, hello?
I don't like this van at all.
No, right?
No.
And it's funny, like, I just YouTubed it today on a lark, and it comes right up.
Oh, it's...
So other people have the same thing as me. So now think about this. You are your own business when you do this ice cream truck.
Yeah.
You can pick any music you want. Why this? What? Has nobody ever said to you, not for nothing, you have delicious treats, but your music sucked? Has nobody had the conversation?
Does it look like the family van with the windows on the side?
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, my God.
And this is coming from somebody who wanted the Raper van, who had the Raper van as a kid.
And let me tell you something. This guy is... this guy's got like a fucking cooler full of pops, and that's it.
I wish.
Scary guy. He probably just came from the Price Club with the fucking thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go near that fucking. Oh, there's a guy that's got some balls, but it's an adult. I wouldn't go near that motherfucker.
And remember, like I said, remember, you hear it for like a mile away, and it's just slowly getting closer. Like, slowly you go, hello? Honk, honk. Pause. I think it's gone. Hello? It's still here.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, gosh. No.
So, like, apparently in my town, there was, like, the traditional ice cream truck for years.
Wait a second. Lisa 2Eye says, that's a pedo van. Sorry.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Oh, if anything says abduction, it's that van.
Right. So, yes. Can you, like, I know kids like ice cream, but at some point, don't you have to grab your kid and go, no, you do not go to that van.
I will... Yeah,
and the funny thing is, it's got big windows on the side, yeah, so you can wave goodbye to your family.
I say hello, you say goodbye. Hello, hello.
Yeah.
Lisa says it's like the cello music from Jaws.
Has Lisa pulled it up too?
Yeah, she said, it is super creepy. That's a pedo van.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to the music, but I brought up the van, because I got to keep it muted out here, but... I saw the van, I'm like, you've got to be shitting me. When you first started telling the story, I'm like, it's just a van. And I'm looking, I'm like, yeah, this ain't right. Yeah.
and then you put that music. So, Joe, you didn't hear the hello? You never heard the hello?
No, because I don't want that to, I don't want to, you know.
No, I meant, did you hear?
Coming down the street is enough for me.
Okay, but I thought maybe you heard it when I played it initially through the phone. But I know it's hard to hear.
I didn't want to bring it up on my laptop here. I didn't want to distract.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Go back and listen later on, like just the first few minutes of the show. Ooh. Or, you know what, play that video later on. Play the video afterwards.
Yeah,
it's very disturbing.
Yeah, that's some cheek clenching.
You want to know something? You would think the cops would pull that thing over and go, let me see your license. Let me see your vendor license. Let me look inside.
Well, Joe, the cops are suspicious, but this guy's so fucking sneaky that, you know, I mean, sure, kids are disappearing, but we don't have the proof yet. So there were several years where we did not have an ice cream truck vendor, because I guess they get licensed one to, like, an area. I guess that's how
probably.
I guess that's how they do it. So then this person rolled into town. So this is our ice cream truck vendor now.
Did you have, growing up, did you have Maddie?
I didn't
the
get...
The ice cream truck guy? Well, his van said, here comes Maddie. And on the back it said, there goes Maddie.
First of all, Pip.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I was running to the ice cream truck, I'm certainly not going to fucking read. It's on summer vacation, okay?
No, it was everybody.
And second of all, I'm not fucking you. I'm not talking to strangers. Give me the ice cream, stupid. But I did not. But third of all, I came from
from the ice cream truck.
And third of all, have you met my father? Like, I'm just getting that type of spending money to buy a $2.50 rocket pop when Pathmark has a whole box of them of 8 for 99 cents with a coupon? Have you met Milt Rosenblatt? No!
I have, but I didn't realize that that was an issue.
I mean, occasionally I got ice cream, but not very often. We have ice cream. We have ice milk at home.
Ice milk.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the whole thing when the ice cream truck had you was... had a certain time, so you'd have to find your mom, and then you'd have to plead your case and get my purse. And then your mom's going through the purse. Oh, that's where those glasses went. It's like, Nettie, hurry up here. The truck, you know?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. You're so fucking impatient that the truck is going to leave while your fakakta parents are like finding every stupid thing in their purse. It's like, no, you don't understand. No, stop counting your change. Give me the bills. Give me the paper money, woman.
Meanwhile, you're melting down.
Years ago, this woman that used to like babysit me and stuff like that, Aunt Nicole.
Hold on. Babysitting, fine. And stuff like that. Rewind. What were your babysitting experiences like?
I was 11. You know, I mean, she watched me, so she came over. She gave me $10, and I spent what I went. And I told her, I went to the ice cream truck, and I bought $10 of Bazooka bubble gum. And we're talking $10 in 1972 money. I come in with this packing crate with Bazooka on it. And the reason I bought, because remember you could win prizes, so why I wanted to do that is I wanted to get all the rappers and buy a Cadillac. So I went. And
I got a Buick.
Goes, what the hell is that? I go, why did you buy all that? I want to get a Cadillac. And she went out to the ice cream truck, made the guy give me my money back, and the guy yelled at the guy and shit.
First of all, an 11-year-old needing a babysitter, that's not ice cream money. That's hush money. Don't tell Nettie what we did.
She didn't babysit me at the time. She was my babysitter when I was younger, and she was over visiting. She was like a family friend. She was visiting.
That's a little different, Joe.
She gave me $10, and I took the $10, and I went out, and I bought $10 worth of Bazooka bubble gum off the ice cream truck.
I still feel like Joe's repressing memories. Do you get like a Groupon if Joe goes to your therapy sessions?
No. Joe, join me. It's Zoom. And, it's easy.
Well, here's another memory I had. I got banned from the Mr. Softy truck because I called him a fucking crook. The hood guy was a lot cheaper. And then I had to apologize because I think the hood guy didn't come around for a while, so...
What child is trying to negotiate with the ice cream man?
Hey, I'm not paying that.
My brother had a paper route. So Maddie, who was like an off-brand, but everybody in town knew him. He was this older guy that just drove the ice cream truck around town. And
just this older guy that's off-brand that just drove the truck around. And a very special kid-touching episode.
No, it said on the front of his truck,
pedophile.
Here comes Maddie.
Yeah, here comes Maddie. And then he does. And then there's tears and disappointment and ruined lives.
But for years, I didn't know that there were other ice cream trucks because Maddie said,
little Pip, this is our secret. You tell no one. I'm the only ice cream truck. Would you like vanilla?
You think Maddie was creepier than Mr. Softy?
Yeah, everybody knew Mr. Softy. Listen, I don't know who I had. I didn't have Mr. Softy. I probably had the same one you had.
You might have had the good humor guy.
I didn't have good humor. I feel like there was two of them in my town. Okay. But you can always find...
used to come around once in a while, which was cool because it's like, oh, finally, that's some shit off brand stuff coming down the street. Legit good humor.
Yeah,
but you could always find the ice cream trucks at the PAL field, the Little League fields, you know, where the athletes were.
Yeah,
they weren't coming down Fat Kids Street. No, they're hanging out with the wiry kids.
Well, my brother, because he had a paper route, so he had guaranteed income. He actually set up with Maddie that he had a credit.
Oh, my God.
He had an account.
Your brother was a fat little kid, wasn't he? I mean, between Joe fucking negotiating and your brother, like, oh, look, I have a tab, right? We're good, right?
Yes. And he would pay his tab. Like, once, I don't know. I was too little. I don't know how often he paid his tab.
Oh, these are fat kid problems.
It was
You know what? Thank God for Milton's cheap ways that this little fucking fat kid didn't go to the trough and have the experiences Joe and Gimp Helix had. Because God knows what I would have pulled.
Listen, to tell you guys how old I am, when you were really down on your luck, there was an ice pop you could still get, the bottom of the barrel, that was 12 cents.
12 cents?
12 cents.
What was that, a cock?
No, it was the cheapest thing that Maddie had. So if you had 12 cents, you still got to get something. It wasn't ice cream, but at least you got an
ice
pop.
No, I think the cheapest thing was like 3 cents bazooka. I think you get the, what I used to get was the gliders. They used to have like these wooden gliders that the ice cream truck would sell.
They did.
Oh yeah, the gliders were good.
I got that, and maybe once in a while a ring pop.
Huh.
But I mean, I did not get ice cream from the ice cream truck that often. We had ice cream in the house, so yeah. it just wasn't happening. And I had
Italian ices were good.
Yeah, they were all right. You know what? Here's the thing about Italian ices. You think you want them, and maybe you don't need a whole box of them. You know, nobody needs a whole box of Italian ices. Just wind up taking up room in the freezer.
Well, I had that problem.
And then hold on. And then they get that little syrupy shit on them. Yeah, like Italian ices. Yeah. As far as all the ices go, I find the Guido ices very disappointing. Go on, Pip.
No, well, Italian ice has layers. There's the really crystally, super sweet, syrupy bottom layer.
Garbage.
Then there's the middle that is the tasty ice. And then on top, there forms this gummy, flavorful part. So it's like, you have to mix that shit up because...
I'm not mixing it. What am I going to mix it up with the fakakta wooden spoon they give you? You know what? No, Italian ice, way too much trouble. Unless you're getting it from a real Italian in a park or something. You know, if you're getting like a real Italian ice, but the fakakta Italian ice that the ice cream man sells that you buy in the supermarket, no. A terrible purchase by any stretch. You're much better with getting the supermarket brand in my day was Pathmark, variety pack of creamsicles where you could have cherry, orange, grape, green, because you know green doesn't really need a flavor, it just has a fucking color.
It's lime.
Yeah, and you start licking it is lime. You start licking the pop, and then the little corona, like the little penis head, comes off of your mouth, and that gives you brain freeze. And then you deal with that, and then you're just staring down a shaft of cream. Talk about phallic treats. But that's what was going. Seriously. That's what was going on in the Rosenblatt house. All right. That's what this fat kid was eating. And you know what? I had friends come over. We handed out the phallic creamsicles.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Because apparently, creepy Milt had like enjoyed watching them eat them. I don't know what's going on.
Wait. You just called my dad a creep?
Yeah. I did.
Well, that's a little much. I called them cheap. I think creep. My dad's not driving the Raper ice cream truck. Slow down.
Okay.
That was a bridge too far there, Pip. My dad was not a creep. He was cheap. There's a difference.
Oh, okay.
No, there's a
lot. Does little popsicles.
No, Dennis Ross used to tell me the joke, and this ties perfectly in. Did you hear about the? Did you hear about the Jewish pedophile?
No,
I've told this joke once before. Did you hear Jewish pedophile?
No.
Hey, kids, a little easy on the candy. You don't get it, do you, Pip?
Because
he's cheap. He doesn't want to go through that much candy.
I remember Dennis Garvis is still telling that joke.
I love that joke. As far as pedophile jokes go, that's probably my favorite.
There was a guy, I was at the workshop last night. This guy at the workshop working on this bit about having an ice cream cone. And he goes, you ever have to hold an ice cream cone for somebody? And now they're like gone, and it's melting and stuff. Like we're working on it. I go, yeah, it's like a commitment.
You know, it's right. It's yeah,
like you don't know whether to clean up, throw it out, eat it, tell them fuck you. Yeah,
no. It's a good question. Like, how long until you can just go fuck it? I'm out. I'm breaking up with this. It's a very valid. You know, if this guy has any talent, you know, he'll make it into a very good bit because he does raise an issue. As a matter of fact, it's such an issue. I feel Seinfeld should come back and do one more episode on this issue.
Yeah. You're making a commitment. I told him, you're making a commitment. You've committed yourself to this melting treat.
But think about it. Think about it. What type of maniac are you who wants to have somebody else hold your ice cream with their sweaty, filthy hands? Ew. No. No.
Yeah. But, you know, like, usually if you're with your partner or a chick or whatever, you're like, can you hold? Yes, I'll hold, and you'll deal with it. If you and I were getting ice cream, I go, can you hold this? Fuck you.
No, I feel like you have.
I wouldn't blame you either.
I feel like you have, like when you had to try and find money out of your man purse, like you asked me to hold it for a second while you dug away, doing your best Nettie impression, not realizing you were turning into your mother.
Hold my purse. Oh my God.
At least Nettie didn't fucking leave it in a parking lot and hold up traveling plans.
Oh my God. He'll never live it down.
Not as long as I'm alive. So another 6 months.
I deserve it. I can't believe I did that. Usually I'm very confident that night, not so much.
Well, I don't know if you really know what the word competent means, but we'll move on.
Yeah. You know, Lisa said that they had the popsicle makers from Tupperware. Did you know about those?
Wait, what?
Popsicle
makers. Oh, well, you can make your own.
Yeah, you put the juice in there.
First of all, Lisa's showing off with the name brand right there. There was plenty of other brands besides Tupperware. Just because Lisa comes from Bunny.
She's showing off like she usually does. Highfalutin.
Yeah, seriously. You know what? A Dixie cup and a toothpick and some orange juice, all right? And not even the good orange juice. You know, the orange juice that proudly says, from concentrate. That's what we're working with in my house.
My nanny used to have the old ice makers that were the metal trays.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then we pressed the lever to get them out.
Yeah, and she also had, I don't know why she had this, but she had this metal scraper that would scrape the ice. So she would put...
She'd make an Italian ice.
Yeah, she would put juice in the metal tray and then scrape with the scraper. And that was like what I would get. I'd get an Italian ice.
I mean, talk about, we come from some really cheap stock. We really do.
Yeah, that was our German ice.
Let's be honest. The only person who has any money to spend in this fucking stories is the woman who molested Joe as a child and tried to pay Joe off. That's because everybody else in our life.
My Aunt Maureen, a very nice lady.
Oh, now she's your aunt. Was she really your aunt or just like a friend of the family that you called?
I called her that.
Exactly.
I was fucking nine.
Of course.
All right?
Of course.
Still at 11, you should still have a babysitter. Kids can get into an immense amount of trouble by themselves at 11.
Joe's in his late 50s.
No, when my mom started had to go to work, I had to start taking myself at 12. 12, I was on my own.
Damn. Yeah,
no, 12, you're on your own.
We were latchkey kids. Yeah, you were.
No, I mean, not late at night, but like if you're running out for a few hours.
Yeah.
No, during the day. But that's the funny thing. When we were getting divorced, Joanna's like, I hope you could survive without me. I go, I was a latchkey kid at 12. Are you fucking kidding me? I've been doing my own laundry, my own cooking. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's like a boulder attached to a chain attached to your ankle as you swim in, as you drop in the lake. Go, I hope you can sink without me. Really? Yeah. I mean, not for nothing, but I think your ex-wife might be a little delusional too. I mean, listen. You are perfectly well on your way to fucking things up on your own, but your wife was an impediment. I mean, seriously, she was a roadblock in a lot of ways. I don't know what she thinks she was helping along in the process.
She was cement shoes.
She was cement shoes. But anyway, it's not about Joe's wife. But anyway,
he even ruined the show one night when we were doing the show. Obviously it was years ago. But we're in the middle of the show. She went, I need the phone. I go, I'm doing the show. I need the phone. Use your cell phone. I've been doing the show here. You know how long I was? We were doing the show 5 years at the time. I'm like, you know, Tuesday I do the show. Well, I need the phone. Holler out the window, then, stupid.
Well, in her defense, I mean, listen, Tuesday regularly sneaks up on Pip too. So Pip has been known to nap during showtime. So really,
I'm hoping when I get my CPAP in a few days that this will end because I have been the sleep monster. It's ridiculous. It's got to stop.
So I'm writing. I got to do a roast. On Wednesday, not tomorrow, next week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, people see the roast on TV, and I've talked about this before, and you're, first of all, you're just doing like a few minutes on somebody everybody knows. So there's a wealth of information. When you're doing roasts on this level, you're doing it about people nobody knows or gives a shit about.
Right.
People that have not really, I mean, they have accomplishments in their life, but it's not like the type of thing that you're really going to have fun with.
Yeah, it's not like a star.
And, you know, I have like a...
Well, if the family gives you enough information, I can watch a couple about 8 years ago, the family gave me a lot of information.
I have 70 questions, and I have mostly, like, one-sentence answers that have been given to me. But, so it's going to be a challenge, and I got to get 20 minutes on this person.
Okay.
Here's the most outstanding characteristic I can figure out about this person. I don't. It's not an outstanding characteristic, just something that I could goof on. The guy's is an ardent Trump supporter. It's like, oh, I thought I was done with this. I mean, Pip came over this week, and I even said to Pip, I go, I almost put in a couple Trump stories because, you know, he was suing social media, and like in the book that's coming out, you know, he said Hitler did some good things. But I'm like, I don't want to anymore. It's like, you know, I mean, there's so much nonsense with this guy, and he's not the president, and he's been deplatformed. It's like, I don't want to anymore. And now I got to, now it's like, oh, right when they pull me out, I'm right back in. What am I going to do? The last book the last book this guy read was triggered by Donald Trump Jr.
No.
And the thing is, like, I think, like, the subtitle is, you know, how the liberals are trying to silence us. So I think I go, how are you being silenced when you're an author on a major publishing house? I was like, don't you understand that? I think I wrote, he's like, oh, you know, he didn't really want to read the book because Don Jr. is such a great author. He just heard there was cocaine in the pages.
That's good.
But I was like, oh, I have to, like, what do I do? Do I got to do all this Trump stuff? It's like, oh, I hope somebody gave him a My Pillow for his birthday. I mean, really? Oh, by the way, Joe, I told Pip how she's going to die. I'm going to smother her with a My Pillow so she could be outraged right before she goes.
That's funny.
That is how I plan to go.
You do some My Pillow jokes at that the roast.
It's like, and I guess most of them are Trump supporters, except for like the one guy who's like dating one of the daughters. Like, the, I guess the two brother-in-laws are Republicans, Trump supporters, whatever you want to call them. But I guess this guy's the liberal, so like, oh, you can make fun of him. This one guy is walking into the lion's den.
Damn, yeah, I'll say. But I mean, how did you get this gig? You know?
I do roast for the same person who hires Joe for Santa Claus. We don't ask political affiliation.
No, I know, but
I mean, I've done fundraisers for the Republicans and everything.
Yeah, I know, but it's just like, it just seems so, not that you can't do it,
it I'll
just
do
seems
it.
Like in more Joe's wheel.
Well, no, I mean,
yours.
It could be the question is, how much do you really want to go at them for the Trump? Because I went to his Facebook page.
Run out of town?
Because, like I said, there wasn't that much, so I was trying to do more research on him. And like, I guess in February, he's like, oh, President Trump, acquitted of impeachment again, like, celebrating. It's like, did you not know what's going on there? And so it's like, so this guy's all in. He's not like Joe, who Joe will have, well, he's all in on this, but Joe's not buying that. You know,
right.
Joe will pick and choose where his Trumpiness takes him. This guy, I think, is all in. So it's like, apparently a lot of the friends and family are all in. And I don't want to go down that route, but there's not that much other interesting stuff about him. Like, the guy was married for 30 years, right. Fine. But they're divorced now. So you can't even do the marriage stuff. Like, where do you guys go on vacation? Like as a family, where do you guys go on vacation? Nowhere in particular. Motherfuckers!
Yeah, you're not helping me.
No, it is not.
Are they Italian? Jesus Christ.
Yes, they are Italian, Joe. They are.
Yeah, that's why you're getting one word answers.
Yeah. Oh, I did not know that. What? Now, why is that? I did not know that.
You don't need to know.
I'll just take that and move on.
Lisa says, are they not familiar
jokes,
with
Tom,
your work?
Just tell your jokes.
What'd you say, Joe?
Just tell your jokes, comic. Just tell your jokes.
Yeah,
out and go up there and make fun.
I mean, the guy likes to ride Harleys, okay. I mean, the guy's a real estate agent. Like, he went to Rutgers, and he's proud of that. And now he's a real estate agent. So there's a couple of jokes there.
Yeah.
There's not. I mean, he's got. I don't even know who's. I don't even know the person who's hiring me.
Or the, you know, something about the bubble. You know, the real estate bubble.
Yeah, but now
they're coming to get you in a truck, and they're going to bring you. That's probably that van.
Yeah. Hello?
You know to be ready when you hear the music.
No, well, he went to school to become an engineer. So now is like when he's done with that education, is he has the ability to unlock a door. That's really what he does in this market. I mean, really, there's no great secret to being a real estate agent in this market.
No.
So I don't know what I'm going to do. But I mean, anybody who's reading Don Jr.'s work scares me.
Well, we see how he does it stand up.
Don Jr.?
In Texas. Yeah. Recently, he was speaking to the GOP voters in Texas.
Okay.
And he was making fun of Texas. And all of a sudden, they just all, like, went silent on
him. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Did you hear about this, Joe?
No. But you know what? Too bad he's not Hunter Biden, because Hunter Biden could do whatever they want, and nobody cares.
Okay. What? Okay. No. He was saying something about, he was standing there and he was saying, oh, yeah, something about Texas. And then he said, oh, you know, Texas is great and they really lead the charge, except for Austin. Austin's not so great.
Because that's a liberal city.
Yeah, those people are a little nuts, huh? And
am I right?
Right.
Hello?
He said... He said, you know, and silence. So he looked. So
yeah, he probably forgot he was in Austin.
Yeah,
that's the cocaine talking.
He got really nervous looking, and he looks over to the side like, help me.
It worked in rehearsal.
it just looked for a second like, you know, like anybody when you know the audience turns on you.
You see, here's the thing.
And
I've talked about it time and time again. All these motherfuckers, including apparently his family, think they're Donald Trump. Donald Trump can get in front of that crowd and say the same thing.
Say anything, yeah.
And they will love it.
Yeah,
they love Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But it does not transfer to anybody else. So they all think that they're impervious and they can say and do stupid shit and they're going to get off scot-free. And it never turns out that way. Just ask Rudy Giuliani. I don't want to do a whole Trump thing, but it's funny. Real quick, Rudy Giuliani, first of all, he's about to lose his law license. Hysterical. But Rudy Giuliani is upset because Donald Trump is not paying him for the legal services. Like, do you not know the man's history with attorneys? There's a reason why he had to turn to you, Rudy. There's a reason.
You're surprised he didn't pay somebody? But
especially attorneys. That's why he can't get good ones. That's why he's got to deal with Rudy Giuliani. It's just hilarious. So for Don Jr. to go up there and make fun of it and then it not work, it's like, you're not your father, stupid. I know years ago Joe drafted you number two in the draft as Republicans. Looking back now, it was a bad pick. It was the Ryan Leaf of Republican draft picks. He should have gone Peyton Manning. It did not work.
That's
a football reference.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, I think that you're right about that, you know, Donald Trump followers love Trump, but you know, everybody thinks, well, I'm just as golden, and it's like, no,
nobody is as golden as the orange one.
Well,
nobody.
And then, well, I guess, you know, what I was referring to is this bit that I saw him, Donald Trump Jr. doing, and the audience turned on him. It's like, honey, don't you know them's fighting words in Texas?
I mean, you were
putting down Texas in Texas. What do you think?
Well, he probably felt that, you know, it's okay to make fun of them because they're a liberal town, I guess.
Yeah, he probably did. But, you know, it went over like a lead balloon. It was just kind of funny because he's not a stand-up, you know.
Well, listen, we've talked about this before. Everybody thinks they're a stand-up until they try it.
Right. Oh, God, so true.
I don't know why they all have to try to be funny.
Well, you want to know, you ever try a joke, you're in a certain place or a situation where you do a joke, maybe in locate, and you figure that you'll get everybody on your side, and you get almost that same reaction, it's like,
yeah.
But
gotta dig.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It happens.
But Joe, remember, when we're doing this, they don't know who we are. This motherfucker's beloved in front of these people.
Yeah.
So to turn those people off, it's like they want to love everything he says. So
sure.
To do that, that's much worse than you or I rolling out a stinker. It's like, well, they don't know who we are. All right, fine, whatever. But they want to love Don Jr. They're
there to
see Don Jr.
Yeah.
They think he's the bee's knees.
Sure. Well, you know what? If it's sort of like, if you can't go see the band you want to see because there are certain factions that have splintered off from the band, well, you're going to see somebody that was in the band playing with the people behind them Well, that's going to do, you know.
Yeah, but you got to figure Don Jr.
So you want to know something? Sometimes you like to be the guy and you can't be the guy. It was one time I was on Anthony's show, Kumi's show, and Ant couldn't make it. He rode on the train. So I was doing the show with Dave Landau. It was fun. We had a good time. And then I almost, you know how like I'll break it into an imitation? Mm-hmm. And I'm about to break in to do an imitation, and I'm like, you know where you're sitting? You're sitting in the master's lair, you know? Don't even bother. You got to pick and choose your battles. Like on our show, and I'll do it. But you're sitting in the master's lair. You don't even fucking dare, you know?
Oh, that's probably a good move. Probably a good strategy by you. Probably good. Unless you could do an impression of somebody that Anthony doesn't do and do it so well, so you're not stepping on his toes. But otherwise, that's a sound decision by you.
Yeah, because
it was. I just caught myself. I'm like, oh my God, who do I get? No, you can't. Because he, I mean, you know, I can't stand up to that, you know. But, you know, you get somebody that thinks who they are and would try to do it, you know, and then just people turn and stare, you know.
Listen, it's always funny when a comic, or in this case, Don Jr., goes, am I right? And the audience's like, no, you're not.
Like, oh, God. I mean, I don't like, you know, Jr., but I watched his demeanor, like, I saw the fear and the, oh, God, I just stepped in it. And when he looked off to the side, I actually really felt bad for him because it's like, I've been there.
Yeah,
and
I don't
you're
feel
like,
bad for him.
Somebody come and get me.
And the funny thing is you're not a comic. But if you're a comic and you do that, you would goof on them. Oh, gee whiz, I can't fucking do that.
Right. But I've had that feeling like, oh God, they hate me, and it's, you know, and it's harsh, especially with beginning. It was much harsher feeling than I was ready for that hate.
Well, Joe, real quickly to your point about Hunter Biden, the difference between Hunter Biden and the Trump kids is the Trump kids are always out there talking politics, and some of them actually worked in the political thing, where Hunter Biden is living his life, whether it's the type of life you're proud of, this, that, or the other. He's not always in our face. So that's what it is. You know, if the three of them would have gone off and run Trump's business and done whatever fococta stuff they wanted to do, I mean, it would make headlines on the Post, but nobody would give a shit. But they were constantly on Fox News and talking politics and everything, where Hunter Biden's not doing any of that shit. All right, he's got like an art showcase. Well, with these paintings, probably go for this much if he wasn't Joe Biden's son? No, probably not. But is that really a crime? No, that's fucking stupid people wasting their money.
Still, I mean, he also used the N-word in correspondence. The media just glossed over that. You know, where if it was one of the
Trump uses that in greetings. I mean, Donald uses that in greetings. Wait, you don't think he said that to Don King? I mean, come on now.
Oh, I know. I didn't even hear that story.
I did not hear that story. I did not.
Look it up.
I'm not saying it didn't happen.
Gloss it over.
Listen. I've never really cared what the kids do as long as they stay out of the politics. He seems to be staying out of the politics, which is the smart thing to do.
I actually didn't know that the family was, I mean, the first lady, of course, but I didn't know that the family was allowed to get, like, involved.
They're not. They never have.
I know. That's why I was like, why are they so involved?
Because when you're Donald Trump, all the rules got broken and everything. Which is why when people want to attack them, I go for it. I never was one to attack Barron. Barron's not doing anything. Barron's just trying to grow up.
That's not fair.
I mean,
going
besides
the little kids.
Besides him being a child, I guess he's like 6'7" or 6'8" now. Like the Post took a picture. That kid's going to be a fucking beast.
He's a giant.
He's a giant. That works out well for him.
Look, I'll be frank with you. I mean, I'm surprised. I think he had to talk Trump and the kids out of bolting a big T on top of the warehouse. The White House.
The warehouse, the White House. Wherever they store those old paintings and shit.
The warehouse.
White House.
That old place. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I'm sure the conversation happened.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure like within the first week of,
you know?
This is nice, but how about we put Trump's White House? Can we do that? I'm sure a conversation happened at some point, and that'll come out in another book. This guy's gonna have so many books about him, which is why like I haven't really brought it up any. Like apparently he said to General Kelly, Hitler did some good things too. I don't know. I wasn't there with the conversation. Would it surprise me? No. His ex-wife said he had Mein Kampf at his by his bed. Oh, you didn't know that?
I didn't know. That.
Ivana said that. Ivana's. Oh yeah, that's an old story. Yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff on it, and I don't believe it. I'll tell you why I don't believe it. For 1 second, I don't think he has any books by his bed. But what am I going to do? Am I going to get into? He said this one. First of all, if he said it, it wouldn't surprise me. The man doesn't know any history or anything.
No,
he just gets little snippets from here and there. Yeah. But what am I going to do? A fucking segment on that? Nah, not going to.
No, because it's like that. You know, there's so many things that can be said, and it's like sometimes you think you have a reputable source person, so you're like, damn, they were in the room and they would know.
But who knows?
But who knows? Because everybody's got an axe to grind.
Everybody's got an agenda. And as far as Hunter Biden, you know, if we didn't just come off the Trump agenda and Hunter Biden had all these headlines, and I'm familiar with some of them, I'm sure everybody would be tearing into his ass because it'd be salacious. But compared to what we just lived through for 4 years, I'd be like, eh, it's not so bad. N-word here, cocaine there. Using his dad for political power over here. Nobody gives a shit anymore because we've all been desensitized.
Yeah, but we've lowered the bar.
The bar is underground. I hope we get the bar back.
Yeah, I do too.
But again, I don't think as long as they're not using their father's political power, I really don't give a shit what the kids do.
No, nor do I, but it's like it seems like there's so many crazy things that happen that's like, can that even happen?
Listen, the guy was a drug addict, so yeah, it can happen. Drug addicts lead fascinating lives.
What? Who?
I'm talking about Hunter.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I mean, yeah, I mean, could all this stuff happen? Sure, anything's possible. But also, a lot of these sources are not exactly the best sources either. So I kind of do that like I do with the Trump books. Well, it's interesting reading, but who the hell knows?
Who knows?
I don't know. I really don't care what Hunter Biden does. I wouldn't have cared what the Trump kids did if they just weren't always on the news talking and getting political and some of them, you know, on our payroll. You know, otherwise I wouldn't give a shit about that. But,
right. All right.
So I guess the last thing I'll say is, remember that house that I put with the septic tank?
Yeah.
That house was back on the market a few days ago.
What the fuck happened now?
I don't know. But remember I said, like, they were like, oh, we have other offers, and your offer is only worth $2,000 more, and, like, the neighbors, their family wants the house. I'm thinking that septic tank is a real fucking bitch.
Let me tell you something. Something so much, my lead singer of my band, Joe, was going through the same thing that you were going through in a house in New Jersey. So we're at rehearsal a couple of weeks ago. I go, yeah, Joe, Davin was going through the same thing that you were going through, you know, and he bailed on the house. And Joe goes, the guy called me back.
Wow.
To make another offer. And he goes, you got to replace this. You got, well, I'm not really going to do that. I'm not going to take the house.
You know, yeah.
It's the similar situation that you've been.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is that they get all full of themselves, like, oh, we'll get plenty of offers.
They did. It was on the market for a weekend, and we were more than $50,000 over asking.
Yeah, but what I mean is that they think if you walk away, they'll get somebody
They had
else.
Other offers, yeah.
Yeah, but then they saw the money pit in the backyard, and they said, oh, hell no.
Well, it's not even that. Here's the problem. Even if you fix the septic,
yeah,
which is probably $30,000, what means is your whole front is dug up now,
yeah,
because that's where the septic was before, and now your back is unusable because you can only go grass over it. Now it's a half acre of property. So a lot of people say, well, a half acre or 0.6 is a lot of property. It is. It is a lot of property. But if you want to, like, you know, build a pool or do anything on top of that, you can't. if your front's out of play and your back's out of play, you got nowhere to go if you want to raise a family or do anything.
Yeah.
So I think...
The other thing about it, too, is when, you wanted the line out from the house out to the tank, and he said, well, we're not going to pay for that, but you can have your engineer look at it while they're doing it, see what needs to be done. No, I'm not paying an engineer to sit there and find out how much it's going to cost for me to have something done on a house. If you want, we can talk to him, and then we'll negotiate down on the house what it's going to cost. He doesn't want to do that, and go straight to hell.
Well, what we lucked out on, because they'd given us, and then we'll take our break. They'd given us, as I said before, the option, like, they'll just take $30,000 off of our offer and we could do it ourselves. If we had done that, we would have that house and we wouldn't have a backyard.
Yeah.
So it actually worked out for us. Now, there's nothing else on the market right now, so we're not really looking. Because they have it in their head that they either want a contemporary, but preferably a colonial. They want a colonial. They are not having these fakakta raised ranches and these bi-levels. I don't want to walk in and see stairs. You go up, you go down, then you see house. What's the fucking problem? But they have it in their head that they do not want that.
Who's your wife and your daughter?
Yes.
I have to say
they don't want stairs. Wow.
No, they don't want to walk into stairs. They don't.
Oh, okay.
And my daughter doesn't want it. My daughter is adamant. She has to have at least three fucking levels. You know. I'm walking around with this aquarium in my name. Like, you know what? A ranch would be very lovely. But it's like they don't. The wife wants stairs. But then there can't. Then we looked at another house, which was very nice. And my wife's like, yeah, but there's stairs all over the place. You know, I got to step up here and a step down there.
But so, you know what a traditional colonial is? You open the door and there's the staircase.
But it's off to your side.
Same with the split level. And you gotta,
the split level. The split level is right in front of you. The raised ranch sometimes is on the side. But your bi level, you walk in, there's stairs right in front. You got to go up. You got to go down. I know exactly what you're talking about. There's stairs. Usually to the right of you.
Well, or sometimes right smack in front of you. But the thing is,
yeah, right in front, you got the little foil landing. And
But there's also house before you have to go upstairs.
So they want the option to have a little moment before they have to decide on going to another level.
No. What they want is they have a level they can do stuff on.
Okay.
And then they have the option to spread
go up
out.
Or down.
They don't want to be greeted with stairs right.
And you have to decide right now.
Yeah, it's too much for them. They're like plenty of houses. Well, not plenty, but there's some nice houses on the market with lovely backyards and shit. I'd be like, beautiful. Decking, huge decking, beautiful in-ground pools. Nope, we're done with bi-levels. Like, all right, well, what do you want me to tell you? That's all there is in this fucking town right now.
Wait till things calm down. You're going to go through so many. Get a place, you know, you get a place you really don't have to compromise that much on.
I don't think there's such a thing.
You're
going to
be compromising a lot on this.
No, there is such a thing. When we were house hunting, Mr. Hillocks and I had a little list of things that, I mean, you know, we are peculiar, so our list of things is probably not everybody else's.
I could just say, I hope there's room for a graveyard.
Yeah. A graveyard, a dungeon.
Oh, I had a dungeon in the last one.
Is there a place we could put a grill and never use? That would be lovely.
I mean, we had simple
have a
things.
Barbecue in the back. Oh, good. It could get leaves and vines and cobwebs all over it. Good.
I would love to build a hive for the bees with my grill.
Ooh. Yes. Let's get one with a really tall tree right next to it so that it'll punch a hole in the roof over our bed.
You know, often I felt my charbroil needs shade. This house is perfect.
Lovely. No, actually, we didn't want to be on a main street. We wanted the parking to be side by side, not yet. I hate the long driveway. Now we got to maneuver cars. Bullshit. It drives me insane. Oh, you got to go out and move your car so that I can get to work. Oh, you got in left after me. Blah, blah, blah. Where's your car keys? I got to move the car.
Park on the street, you twat. Let's go.
Want to have to have this, like.
I just called her a name. I did just call her a name. But I wasn't really calling her a name. I was putting myself in this play scenario. So yeah. I wasn't really calling Pip a twat. I was in that little situation.
You just. The
I was acting.
Abstract Pip was the twat.
Yeah, you're an abstract twat. Pip is an abstract twat.
But I'm just saying that, you know.
Sounds like something Picasso would paint.
I think he did. I'm pretty sure he did. He was a sex fiend.
This is the abstract twat. I love the labia, the way it's bent in a U shape.
Ow!
Well, with a good working out, you can try.
Oh, indeed.
We had little things like that. Like, I just can't stand the car jockeying. And so I'm so happy that we park side by side. If I want to leave, I don't have to ask anybody's fucking permission. I got my keys. I can just go.
Right. But I got the daughter doesn't want her bedroom too close to our bedroom. I get it, too. So you put her on a different level. Yeah, I don't really like it. Because it's a bi-level. We can't get past the bi-level thing.
See, we looked at a house that was a bi-level, and I was not a big fan of going in, and there's the up and the down. I didn't.
Oh my God!
It's
just hello, and then you're there.
I didn't like it either. We got a ranch. I'm very happy.
There was a house that Joe's girl and I looked at, and it's like you had to walk up all these stairs. You can get in through the garage. It was nice because I could have backed the truck up, and he had like a spare room, which would have been my music room, where after a gig I could just literally back up by the room. But I didn't like the stairs. And I'm like, she goes, well, why don't you like? I go, because, you know, you come home and they're all icy and shit, and you got to walk up and stuff like that. And it's like something I got to scrape and stuff like that. It looks like a federal case.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand that. I mean.
Right. But I'm also dealing with, we don't want septic. We don't want it drilled well.
But
we
up
want,
here, septic is a lot.
There's a lot, as are by levels.
Yeah, no, it's like oh, we.
And none of us want the busy street. We don't want to hear the traffic.
Okay.
Yeah, she wants a garage, preferably 2-car at least. So everybody's got the daughter doesn't want to rent. I'm like, motherfucker, I just need a place to be. Wherever, you know, I always gravitate to the basement because, you know, shit flows downhill, so I figure I'll be down in the lowest. Because I understand. I must be tucked away from the nice people. I understand.
Yes. Well, yes. We have to keep you at a limit.
Yeah. You keep me at the level I belong, underground. I get it. That's right. But so the basement always interests me. But I mean, it's just, and we made the mistake, and my mother-in-law pointed it out, where we gave my daughter a say in this, and that was the mistake.
Yeah.
So now my daughter, although not investing any money, is an equal partner.
I was looking for a house with my. My brother, we were looking for a two-family.
Oh, could you imagine that? Could you? She would never get off the therapy couch if she lived with her brother. Could you imagine?
I did live with my brother.
I understand.
Two-family.
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. But see, added to the mix, because it was like half my money and half his.
Right.
At the time, he had a girlfriend, and so she was going house hunting too.
Oh, like
and
like
she
Joe
had
did.
Different ideas of what this house was going to be about than what I did. See, we were looking at houses, and it's like, I'm looking for equal, you know, half and half or up and down houses. And all of a sudden, we're looking at some houses that this isn't right. There's like this huge amount of house on the bottom, and then there's this cramped apartment.
Like a mother-in-law suite.
Yeah, and it's like.
And you were going to be the mother-in-law.
Yeah, and I'm like.
that's bullshit.
No, bitch. No.
Unless you're going to pay a lot less.
Yeah, no, it was like. Half of my money, half of hers, but then she had the say, too. And I'm like, wait a minute.
No,
that doesn't mean because there's two of you, you get 2/3 of the house.
No.
That's not how it's fucking going.
No, not at all.
It's not how it went.
No. She got kicked to the curb.
Well, yeah. But that's the thing, is that I got half of a house.
There you go.
But, yeah, that sometimes when you have an extra party involved in the decision.
Well, in my daughter's defense. She's blood.
Well, then we're going to get married.
It's not some bitch who's blowing kin. This, you know, that's what this woman was in your life.
Right,
this is my daughter. Her opinion does matter.
It's like she doesn't get me off. What am I getting out of this deal?
Well, again, this is my daughter, so I don't want her.
No. Oh, God. You gotta
admit, your daughter is at an age where they're very fragile, very sensitive, and stuff like that.
Have you met her?
You gotta use a little bit of kid gloves. You know?
Have you met my daughter?
Yeah, she didn't. I say hello. She didn't say hello back. Yes, I have.
Yeah, so she knows exactly how to handle you.
Yeah.
Joe, I get the same treatment. It's fine.
I get the same treatment. I'm gone for back when I had a career, I'd be gone for a week or 2 weeks. She don't even bat an eye. No, I'm not kidding. I used to walk up. Nobody said hello to me. Nobody. The cats are giving me the cold shoulder. The wife's watching like CSI on USA Network in bed. The daughter grunts maybe if I say hello. Nobody gives a shit when I come home. So
when you walk. Oh, believe me, I walked in with you. I use the bathroom when you're walking. Hi. Oh, for Christ's sake, hello.
No, but you do the right. You're doing the right thing.
For a week.
You're doing the right thing. You're being nice to the human beings that inhabit the place. Unfortunately, it's just not reciprocated. I don't know what to tell you.
I got a warmer reception from Flea.
Yes, and she hisses at you. But at least she acknowledges your existence.
She just runs away from me.
But it's an acknowledgement that you exist.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks at me with gigantic eyes and then runs away. I would prefer that.
Yeah.
My daughter does not acknowledge, but my daughter,
she's a teenager.
She's a teenage girl. I wouldn't say my daughter's fragile.
No, that's not the first word that would come to mind.
Can I just tell you guys? I got to keep it down low in case she's hearing upstairs. So we got my niece's wedding coming up.
Okay.
And my, if you see my daughter is usually wearing jeans, Doc Martens.
Yeah.
A shirt. Sometimes she shows a little belly, but most of the time she's got layers on. Mm-hmm. And everything. My you know, my daughter doesn't wear makeup. She's not one of these kids. But she has to wear a dress because she's going to be in the wedding. She's walking my mother-in-law down the aisle.
Okay.
She's walking my mother-in-law down the aisle, so she has to wear a dress, which my daughter does not usually wear. So one came in the mail, as dresses do now. So it came and it fit great. Oh, my God. My daughter's fucking beautiful. It's like, who is this kid?
It's like, how did that happen? Wait.
No, but I mean, my wife goes to me. She goes, you know what? Thank God she dresses the way she does.
Right?
Because it's like.
Yeah, now you got all these guys banging on the door that you got to deal with and scare and shit like that. Yeah.
My daughter's got a cute little figure. I'm like, oh, my. Well, you know what? You know what? Here, more layers, dear. Here. another fakakta dinosaur shirt.
Here's another anorak.
Here's what's interesting about my daughter's friends. They all have their own different style.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
That's nice.
It is nice. Like, in my day, I just want to blend. I just like be part of the pack. All right, well, we're in metal t-shirts. All right, and then that's never going to change. Perfect. I'm in.
It hasn't.
It has. It has not. But you know, I sunk to my level. But you know, kids were not wearing the green jet sweatpants and the green jet sweatshirt that I was wearing. I don't. How was anybody letting me out of the house like that? But whatever. But it's they all have. They're all like the interesting, unique. Like one of her friends is. Really out there with the fashion designs. It's like, right, it's cool. These kids, they have each other as support. It's all accepted, and they're finding their own way. I'm like, all right,
that's
awesome. This actually seems fairly healthy.
Yeah.
And the fact that these kids are like all honors kids, it's like, oh, what are you going to yell at them for? You can't fucking. That's the problem with my daughter. I can't. She made fucking summa cum laude, which is like the highest honors in this fushdunkin' a year, which was awful for kids and everything.
Yeah.
How am I going to yell at her? Oh, she doesn't have a job. Well, we keep on saying today's the day we're going to take you to look for a job. Never happens. She strolls downstairs at 2:30 as she gets out of bed. Yeah, what are you going to do? It's like, well, she's kicking ass during school.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She's taking after me.
Oh, yeah, she don't go to bed till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, she takes after my side.
I mean, my wife can sleep late, but 2 o'clock is a little late.
That's what was it they used to say? The what life?
Vampire life.
No, I forget what you used to tease me. I forget.
Used to tease you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Used to say, like, veal life.
But it's still young enough. Where she went, you know, sleeping at 2 o'clock this summer, it's 2 o'clock, maybe another couple of years. She gets a couple of years older, then, you know, like during the summer, you got to find something to do.
Yeah.
But she's fine. She's getting great. She's a good kid. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I look. That's pretty much how I look at it.
She's going to be hitting the grind for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
Let her have a moment.
but you got to remember, I was working since I was 12.
Yeah.
So far. But you know what? I wasn't getting those grades, though.
You want to know something? Yeah, I know what to work at. I mean, I was working since I was 15. I worked on my graduation day. I'd rather work and stuff like that. And when I was in my senior year in school, I had all my classes pushed up to 1 o'clock so I can go out to work. So it's for work. But I remember one of my guidance counselor, whatever, he goes, you know, you're going to have your whole life to work. Why don't you enjoy that? But I enjoyed working. I'd rather be at work. I really, you know.
Well, she doesn't want to deal with people. So it was like.
Well, neither do the three of us. But, you know, you gotta do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, like here's how bad it is for me, and then we'll take. Oh, I said I was going to take a break 15 minutes ago. I suck. I really suck at this. So there's like no funny birthday cards for wives. Like the wife birthday card industry has completely fallen off. And my wife says the same thing. She can't find funny ones for me. So there's just not.
Not specifically wife or husband.
Right,
ones,
right.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because they figure they're going to start an argument.
Perhaps
somebody
you might
is
be...
not going to find this shit funny.
So I had to get a generic one. She's like something like, you know, you mean so much to me. You're one of the few people that I went out and dealt with other human beings for. You know, something like this.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's really essentially good. The card. But yeah, okay. Let's stop now. Stop it now. All right, let's take our first break. On the break, we got new music from Jack Tiernan with Insecure. You can learn more about Jack at Fluttertone.com. And we have MP Gray featuring Rudiger with A Fire Burns in My Heart. And you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. Joe gave us a nice little segue. He was talking about graduation. Joe did not attend. Joe worked. One student did attend, but he didn't get his diploma. We'll tell you about that. We'll tell you about a killing spree that Pip would be proud of, because she's a fucking little weird fucking freak. And we'll tell you how the gays are trying to convert your children via song. The gays are coming for your kids. That and much more.